With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Folks in Florida are being told to be ready. Hurricane Milton is on the way and gaining strength, likely to intensify rapidly as it moves east across the Gulf of Mexico. Senior hurricane specialist Eric Blake says many communities in Florida need to get ready now.
We're expecting a significant hurricane to affect the Florida Peninsula midweek. Exactly what portion of it, we're not sure yet. But residents, from the Big Bend to the Florida Keys should be paying close attention.
In the meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Helene, now 227. The grim task of recovering bodies is continuing. Russian forces attacking Ukraine overnight with 87 drones and four different types of missiles. One person was killed. Also, at SRNNews.com, President Biden has doubts about whether the November election could be peaceful.
During his first ever appearance inside the White House briefing room, the president was asked about the upcoming election.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
He said he had doubts about post-election safety because of what Donald Trump said after the 2020 election, comments Mr. Biden described as dangerous. Trump continues to insist that he won 4 years ago and says he will only accept the outcome of November's election if it's fair. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A day after, rather before, Israel marks the one-year anniversary of the Hamas-led attack that killed hundreds, it has ramped up strikes in the Gaza Strip and Lebanon, targeting Iran-backed terrorist groups. Relentless airstrikes pounding the southern suburbs of Beirut, stronghold of Hezbollah, and Israel increasing ground operations in Gaza, where Hamas is based. This is SRN News. There's a new study concerning church attendance.
Researcher Ryan Burge has been analyzing data from the Cooperative Election Study, and it reveals that among self-identified evangelical Christians, only 31% say they go to worship services at least once a week. 10% show up at least once a month, while 13% only make it once a year. The polling data also reveals that 10% of self-identified evangelicals never attend church services. That's up from 3% in 2008. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three parents say their rights violated when they were barred from a New Hampshire school grounds for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing in a girls' soccer game. That suit follows a September 17th match. 15-year-old boy playing on the team has seen another boy challenge the New Hampshire ban in court. Plaintiffs say they were forced to take off the wristbands to prevent the school from forfeiting the game. This is SRN News. Holidays, of course, one of the busiest times of the year for many small retailers as well as other businesses.
But the holidays this year could be particularly challenging. Although inflation has retreated, small businesses are still dealing with high costs, and consumers have been tightening the purse strings also. Stepping up marketing is one way to bolster holiday results. In a survey by email marketing firm Constant Contact, 51% of small business owners say they believe social media marketing and email marketing have the biggest impact on their holiday goals. John Scott reporting.
Transgender issues and the death penalty highlight the Supreme Court's new term. It gets underway Monday morning. And there's the prospect of the court's intervention in voting disputes lurking in the background, possibly. Justices are returning to the bench at a time when there are calls to limit the terms to 18 years. More details at SRNNews.com.